restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Tell me about your days of old, wander back again. Don't admit your life is taken to your death, not yet awakened. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Oglethorpe was around this place some 150 years since a Union bullet hit its mark and his teenage heart it pierced. Years ago a young girl lived here, she became his friend, and when their family moved away their friendship had to end. And when we bought this house the neighbors came and talked about him. We've not heard or seen a thing, I hope he comes again. I'd like to ask him lots of things and hear the way he talks, describing local battle scenes on some slow morning walk. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Tell me about your days of old, wander back again. Don't admit your life's taken to your death, not yet awakened. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Now the room I write in used to be a two-car garage, 1950s chrome and fin and white wall tired montage. Years later it became a church and they moved an organ in, and these walls would shake with holy songs and sermons against sin. And I like to think this place was made for the kind of thing I do, and I'll try to be ready when the spirit comes back through. And sort it out and I'll make it fairly rhyme. I'm gonna marry it to a melody of the highest flying kind. I wanna try to be a friend to souls that cannot rest. Well, I would not blame their anger, I don't claim to know what's best. The souls are all connected like the branches on a tree, and the things they see beyond the grave might help out you and me. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Tell me about your days of old, wander back again. Tell me as you come and go the things that people need to know. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
For the fiddle, ladies and gentlemen. Play a little old-timey music for you. For years I've gone by with the attitude that old-time music is better than it sounds. And that seems to have been true, but recent studies have shown that it's not as good as it sounds, and I'm going to keep playing it anyway. They say the best way to learn to earn a small fortune in bluegrass music is to start with a large fortune. And I'm lucky enough to have had some songs recorded by people like the Dixie Chicks. And so I'm just going to keep playing until the money runs out. Thank you very much.